This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
You've got tremendous love for this country, Kevin, and the people of Idaho. And anybody that has had a chance to be able to get to know you, even just listening to you on the radio, knows you got a heart of gold, man. And we all appreciate it.
Fighting for Idaho.
Hey, thanks again, Kevin, and thanks to the IDO. You know, we appreciate you and the community, obviously. Appreciate you guys all the time. I'm just another one.
Fighting for you.
Everybody isn't Kevin Miller, and I'm not just saying this. I said this behind your back. You are one of the best in the entire country. I know that for a fact. But you are an exception, sadly, a big exception to what our industry has become.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
Well, Heidi, the check's in the mail for that one.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, Kevin Miller in the Morning here, 580 KIDO. Our great friend, the Reverend Bill Roscoe, joining us from the Boise Rescue Mission. Reverend Bill, good morning.
Top of the morning to you, Kevin Miller. How you doing, brother?
Well, you know, we've made it through the summer, and we always want to make sure that we're keeping everybody in line, whether it's at 580KIDO or somewhere else, on the needs of the folks here in the Treasure Valley. How did we make it through the summer? I remember we were talking about it. We were out and about. We were living out the life of people that don't have much. So what's going on?
Well, Kevin, first of all, let me say thank you to you and to your listeners and to all the wonderful, generous people in this valley who once again came through and helped us to have the greatest summer ever, as our wonderful Gene Lockhart likes to refer to summertime. We saw a lot of people coming to the mission for services. The numbers over in Canyon County have grown a lot since we remodeled and moved the lighthouse and opened up the Valley Women and Children's Shelter. And numbers in Boise have been up a little bit, too, over last year. But the fact of the matter is the people came through, God came through, and we were able to serve everyone who came through our doors, and we did have a tremendous summer. And now, of course, we're gearing up for the fall.
Indeed. You know, there's a lot in the news lately about domestic violence. You deal with that here at the Treasure Valley, whether it's in Nampa, whether it's at City Light. What's it like for folks that are trying to recover from being abused and looking for a home?
Well, Kevin, that's one of the most difficult things that we encounter, and we encounter it, as you said, routinely at our women and children's facilities. I wish I didn't remember a story of a lady who showed up at City Light with her child in her arms, young toddler, a young woman with the clothes on their backs and an injured arm, and as she was trying to sign in, she was having a real difficult time. And lo and behold, as our staff gave a look at her, she had a broken arm from the domestic event that had just happened to her, and we got her over to the hospital and took care of that. But it is a growing problem in our community, and I'm afraid that people just don't understand how serious it is. And I appreciate so much those who are on the front lines of getting that word out, like Sheriff Donahue in Canyon County and others throughout the valley who really make a sincere effort to get the word out on domestic violence and helping to put an end to it. We probably see routinely something in the neighborhood of 25% or 30% of the women who show up at our shelters who are there primarily because of a very, very dangerous or even a violent domestic relationship, and they become homeless as a result.
Reverend Bill Roscoe with us at 580KIDO. So when you see this national story of this Ray Rice incident where he slaps his chick, pops her, and then they get married, is that the exception or the rule when we're talking domestic violence?
Well, Kevin, you know, I'm not an expert on that issue, but I can tell you from my own experience that I see that way too many more times than I want to. It's amazing to me, and it's a part of the problem that women and the men who find themselves in a violent relationship often have a really hard time breaking out of that relationship. I can tell you in our case, it's primarily because the victim has nowhere to go, has no support group, doesn't feel that she can or he can get out of that dangerous situation, and particularly with children, into a safe situation and be protected from the potential continued violence from her offender or his offender. And I want to acknowledge that men can be victims of domestic violence as well. However, as you and we all know, the overwhelming majority are women. But there's a real serious problem with people in domestic violence situations being afraid to leave because of repercussions, because of a fear of being homeless and being out on the street with children, and a whole other multitude of psychological issues that I'm really not expert to talk about.
Reverend Bill with us here at 580KIDO, BoiseRM.org. You know, again, it's all about power and control, and to be that victim and to have children has got to be very troubling. What about rehabilitating? You know, when we've gone to City Light, when we've gone to other places, you know, you have these women that are strong, that are powerful, but they were far from it when they first arrived. How do they get that level of trust back? Is it the Lord?
Well, you know, I'm glad you said that, because, yes, in fact, I think the Lord has everything to do with recovery from any bad situation. And in the case of these women that we encounter, letting them know that God loves them, letting them know that they are special, they are unique, they are important to God, coming to that conclusion changes a lot right away, because then they, you know, the self-esteem goes up as they consider that they really are children of God, that they really do have a God in heaven who loves them and has the ability and the willingness and the desire to help them to overcome that bad situation. So we do our very best, of course, to present the gospel in a loving and kind way to all of our guests. And then, of course, you know, dealing with the issue straight up, talking about, you know, this guy says he loves you and yet he did this to you. Now, how does that work out? You know, think that through, and helping people to come to terms with the truth of the matter, that love does not manifest itself with a punch to the face or a screaming threat or the waving of a weapon. Love comes through with kindness and charity and compassion and gentleness and self-control, all the things that the scripture tells us. So as people come to terms with the truth, then it's easier for them to start to change their own thinking that, no, I didn't deserve this. No, I shouldn't be subject to this. And no, I'm not going back to that. And of course, then we have the alternatives. We can provide the housing and the support and the transitional process for that person to get back into a safe environment.
Our friend Reverend Bill with us at 580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. We've talked about the women. What about the men, particularly the new facility in Canyon County? How's that going?
It's going really well, Kevin. I'm there today, and it's amazing. We're seeing a significant number of increased number of meals served every day at the Lighthouse Mission, and a growing number of men who are coming to stay with us and getting involved in the programs of work search and recovery and other things that we offer. It's going very well. The community's been wonderful. The mayor of Nampa, Mayor Henry, and many of the city council people have been very, very supportive and very, you know, out front in their support for our work here at the Lighthouse, as well as at Valley Women and Children's Shelter. So we're really enjoying a lot of love from the community right now, and we're going to work hard to earn and maintain that relationship with people here in Nampa.
That indeed. Let's, again, talk about the economy. You and I have been together for over 5 years, my friend, of course. Before that, you were with John Duane and Chris and everybody else here significantly at 580KIDO. Heck, if we had shirts, we'd give you one. At the very least, to put you on the payroll.
It's been a great relationship, Kevin, and we sure appreciate it.
So let's talk about the economy, comparatively speaking, for the last few years. We see job applications. We see people hiring. Not a lot of big money things going on, but you have you're the barometer of the economy right now. What is the economy like here in the Treasure Valley?
Well, from my point of view and our point of view at the Rescue Mission, the economy is improving, has improved, and continues to improve over what it was a few years back and even last year. We are finding a lot of opportunities for people to go to work, and that's good news. On the downside, you know, a lot of those jobs are paying, you know, just above minimum wage and in the low tens and teens per hour. So for the single mom with two or three children, it takes a long while to be able to save enough money to make a good transition, successful transition out and maintain that place to live. But on the other hand, there are a lot of jobs and a lot of people are working at the mission. In fact, at the River of Life Mission in Boise last week, I got a report from my director that over half of the men in guest services were working and participating in our job search program, so that they're saving their money and building up that bank account so that they can afford to make a good, successful transition back to independent living. But I think it's pretty fragile, Kevin. You know, it just my opinion, it looks pretty fragile. And a lot of the work that we see people getting is temporary and part-time. But for those who are really determined to get out of homelessness and get back into their own place, they might have two or three part-time jobs and with that make ends meet so they can live independently again. We certainly encourage that.
Reverend Bill at BoiseRM.org, what can people do as we get ready for the holidays? Obviously, people here are so generous, and this is the big time. What can they do to get a head start on helping you out?
Well, Kevin, you know, it's always the bottom line being the bottom line. So we appreciate and we really need financial support. But we also need hundreds, and I mean literally hundreds of volunteers. And as of October 1st, people can start to register for the Thanksgiving and Christmas events to volunteer there. They can go online to BoiseRM.org and make that connection. They can call at 343-2389 and ask for help in signing up to volunteer. So we need a lot of volunteers. And then, of course, we need a lot of food. And there'll be food drives being announced and carried out throughout the valley. We look forward to that. But I want to encourage people to take the initiative. Give us a holler and let us know you'd like to do a food drive at your business. And we can specify some particular fruit and vegetables and things that we need for those holiday meals and food boxes that we'll be providing. And you know, small businesses, large businesses can all participate, and we'll be happy to accommodate that, provide barrels for the donations to be put in, and of course, pick them up and take them to the warehouse. So, you know, it's going to be another traditional season here in the Treasure Valley. We're looking forward to serving hundreds of people, and we're going to need a lot of help to get that done. Warm winter clothes, too. Let me throw that in right away.
Right.
You know, boots and socks and warm coats and sweaters, jackets, hats, mittens, gloves, all those kinds of things really, needless to say, go into a strong demand here in the winter season. So we need that, too.
Finally, at 580 KIDO, our great friend Reverend Bill Roscoe with us. Tell us a little bit about the veterans and the homeless children.
Well, you know, let me tell you, veterans programs are going very, very well, Kevin. And there again, the support from the community is just outstanding. In November, on Veterans Day, November 11th, we'll have our annual Veterans Day luncheon. If people don't get an invitation in the mail to that, they should go to BoiseRM.org and check it out, sign up and come. Texas Roadhouse and Meridian host that luncheon. And we're going to celebrate the 100th veteran transitioning out of the River of Life Veterans Program at that occasion, and there'll be some other news about that in early November. But we've seen well over 120 veterans now have transitioned through the process at the Rescue Mission from homelessness to independence, and it's absolutely wonderful to see, and it's such an honor and a privilege to help those men and women get back on their feet. As far as the kids are concerned, why we had the best summer ever with the children too, Kevin. I wish I had the number at my fingertips. I don't. But we had over 60 children participate in our day program all summer long, from the end of school in June to the first start of school at the end of August. And those kids were out on field trips. They were in the learning center. They were doing Bible lessons. They were having a lot of fun and really enjoying the summertime with us. And we sent a lot of kids to camp this year thanks to sponsorships from people in the community. So we're serving a lot of kids. We're serving a lot of kids and their moms, and we really appreciate the people making that possible with their support for the Rescue Mission.
Reverend Bill, we appreciate it. God bless and thank you, sir.
Thank you, Kevin Miller, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There we have it, our great friend, Reverend Bill. Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to work safely and on time at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Dave.
The Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
We want to thank Reverend Bill for joining us here this morning. Kevin Miller in the morning. As we start your day, phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO, and other issues going on. Just on an interesting note here, are we what we eat? We've always heard that, and a lot of folks across the country are getting tired of their kids being dictated to when it comes to the idea, well, not the idea, but your school lunch. Do you have a right in America today to allow your kids to be unhealthy? The First Lady says no. The First Lady says your kids will eat the carrots, your kids will eat the Brussels sprouts, and they'll like it. Do you, your kids, have a right for that cheeseburger? Let's face it, eating healthy is a lot better than not eating healthy. I remember how many times that during the walk, when we walked from Haley to Boise, that I had the cup of noodles, the cup of death. Then I find out that they have actually petroleum jelly in it. Ah, no more ramen noodles for me. And I'm eating healthy, but that's my choice. Well, you have people across the country that are fed up. Do we have a right to be unhealthy? Let's find out what's going on, not only schools across the country, but possibly here in Idaho.
School, how about some whole grains?
They used to have a bunch of Pop-Tarts and like a ton of candy, and so most of that's gone now.
Mackenzie Meredith tastes some changes at Westside High School's snack shop, the cafe. Every snack in here now meets strict federal guidelines.
The sodium, the fat, the sugar, and finding products that comply.
Snacks have a 200-calorie limit. The new rules are aimed at vending machines and snack foods like nachos.
There's the plug. There's no cheese.
There's a forced emphasis on low fat, low sugar, and whole grain foods.
So, for example, the cheese sticks, these have a whole grain breading and they're low sodium.
A lot of the whole grain stuff is gritty.
And if you want a salt shaker at Westside, the federal government says no. Keeping sodium low seems to be the school's toughest task.
Now, wait a minute. The federal government now, we can't control our borders, but the federal government is going to try and control your waistline? You have to laugh because pretty soon no one's going to be jolly or happy. We're all going to be sodium deprived. Boy, we talk about overreaching government. And I remember talking about this on the MSNBC show, Buchanan Impress. And that's when I talk real fast and do the real rapid fire. No one could understand what I was saying because I was so nervous and I thought it sounded good. Anyway, let's talk normal here at 580KIDO. And I remember specifically making the point to Pat Buchanan and saying to him, well, Pat, here's the bottom line. First, it's going to be the cigarettes. Then it's going to be the chewing tobacco. And then it's going to be the calories, the fats, the cholesterols. And just like I think you should have a choice on whether you drink or not, and I'm not a drinker, that you should have a choice on whether or not you want to be a smoker, and I'm not a smoker, I think that you should have a choice when it comes to eating. And yeah, for a lot of us, eating is a way of celebrating, a way of having a good time. And now we have, get this, no donuts, no frosted brownies, no high-fat potato chips, granola bars, bananas, and cheese sticks. By the way, we want to thank our friends at KETV in Nebraska for this story. But let's just say no to the food police. How about that? The government that can't control its borders, can't control its own budget, is now going after your cholesterol caloric intake, and they're starting with the children's? What's next? Ronald McDonald gets the Joe Camel treatment?
Even a turkey sandwich can't cut it.
So our manufacturers are scrambling to get the sodium out of some of the products.
Okay.
But we can't make a turkey sandwich qualify.
The sugar guidelines? No candy allowed.
You cannot buy a Tic Tac in a school.
You cannot buy a Tic Tac. You're going to detention. Why? Did I speak out in class? Did I steal somebody's homework? No. You had a green/orange Tic Tac. Now, what's going to happen there? Just like Prohibition, we're going to have the underground foodies, if you will.
Because a Tic Tac doesn't qualify as a whole grain, a fruit, a vegetable.
Diane Zippe runs Westside's nutrition program, feeding 10,000 kids across the metro every day.
I believe we educate, we don't eliminate.
She believes we need a food evolution, not an immediate, in-your-face force feeding.
I think that we've gone too far too fast, and I don't think that it's real-world environment because we might have changed the school, but we haven't changed the child. We haven't changed our world.
Students are noticing makeovers in the lunchroom, too.
I think they tried to go healthier, but sometimes it doesn't work out just because it tastes different and kids aren't used to it.
Here, every meal must include a fruit or vegetable. And with that bite of whole grain cookie, kids are encouraged to contact Congress about their freedom of choice.
So another, well, you know, maybe that's a way to wake up the younger generation. You want to bring back your fatty fries? Then you contact your congressman and say, Congressman, please, let me have pizza. Not the roly-poly low-fat, low-sodium pizza, but the good pizza. And you have a lot of people that are sick and the like, but shouldn't that come from within? Are we going to live in a world where all of a sudden the government will, well, you know, help? I guess we could say it's part of what President Obama's talking about here at 580KIDO, that, look, you're going to eat what we tell you, you're going to work where we tell you, unless you're unemployed, unless you're collecting money from the government, then the rest of us are going to work for you. And by the way, no smoking, no tobacco, no fatty foods. Heck, that's what made America great. And let's just not get started on guns either. Now, did we pass a law? Was there a law that went into place, or is this just dictates from the federal government? You know, all politics is local, but if that happens in your school, please let me know, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, or message me on Facebook. Always looking for more friends, everybody. I'd love to be your friend on Facebook like I am your friend on the air. That's a great way to get in touch with me about issues that you want to talk about. That's Kevin Miller on Facebook, the guy dressed up as Captain America and hanging out with Mrs. Miller. But back to this, is this happening in your school? I'd like to know. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO.
The Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580-KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us here at 580-KIDO. Kevin Miller with you. Hope you're having a great Friday. Always looking forward to the weekend, of course. The news watch never stops, and neither do we. Ooh, there we go. There's something new and exciting and original. Coming up, does the president have a plan for ISIS or ISIL? And you think about this, here we have this grave threat, this tremendous challenge to us, and the media calls it ISIS, and the president calls it ISIL. And this is a real-life competitive point. And I go back to this, whether we're talking to Steve Yates, whether we're talking to anybody else, I mean, this is the day after September 11th. And we have, many years later, a terrorist, Jihadist John, calling out the president of the United States as if this were one big giant promo for the WWE. And the president of the United States, one minute talks about decapitating ISIS or ISIL, and then the next minute, he's talking about, well, we don't have to destroy them all. What a lot of folks don't understand, and I know you get it here at 580KIDO, is that these folks think that this all goes back to the Crusades. And maybe it's been a while since we studied world history, but the Crusades to liberate the Holy Land. They think of us as the infidels. They have no problem dying for their cause. You know, the virgins or whatever else. But these folks are especially brutal, even in the terrorist realm. And do optics really matter? Remember when the president was on vacation? Well, Chuck Todd of Meet the Press had a chance to catch up with the president and ask him what he thought about people criticizing him for playing golf after James Foley was beheaded. Because images matter, right?
Made the statement on Foley. You went and golfed. Do you want that back?
You know, it is always a challenge when you're supposed to be on vacation because you're followed everywhere. And part
James Foley wasn't on vacation.
Part of what I'd love is a vacation from
you want us to stop following the
press and because...
I promise you, in 2.5 years,
yeah,
I think that happens.
Because the possibility of a jarring contrast, given the world's news, there's always going to be some tough news somewhere, is going to be there. But there's no doubt that after having talked to the families, where it was hard for me to hold back tears listening to the pain that they were going through, after the statement that I made, that you know I should have anticipated the optics. You know, that's part of the job. And, you know, I think everybody who knows me, including, I suspect, the press, understands.
Here's the skinny on this. Instead of giving us this really long-winded answer, wouldn't it be great, whether it's the President of the United States, your boss, my boss, whomever else says, you know, I made a mistake. I made a bad call at the line of scrimmage. It was inappropriate, and I should have stayed there. Now people say, well, Kevin Miller, whether or not the president stays or not, but, I mean, really, to go golfing afterwards, at the very least, it's inconsiderate, insincere. I mean, we're talking about the gravest threat ever. Now other people say that ISIS poses no threat to us. We're talking about the day after September 11th, folks, right?
That you know, you take this stuff in, and it's serious business, and you care about it deeply. But part of this job is also the theater of it. Part of it is, you know, how are you?
You have
how,
to
how are you? Well, it's not something that that always comes naturally to me, but it matters, and I'm mindful of that. So. The important thing is...
The important thing is, do we have an answer yet?
In addition to that, is, am I getting the policies right? Am I protecting the American people? Am I doing what's necessary? And when it comes to the policies...
Look, I don't want to put you to sleep here at 580KIDO. I really didn't get anything out of it, of this big deal where we're yapping about this. Can somebody really answer a question when they're posed a question? When they're posed, look... Did you make a mistake when the kid was killed? Was that a correct response? Now, of course, everybody wants to talk about ISIS and this, that, and the other. But there are several threats going on right now. And, you know, usually we try and talk about issues and stuff. But this is a grave issue. And whether or not, you know, it should be nonpartisan concern when it comes to foreign policy. Let's just take a look. We have Secretary of Defense Chuck Cagle saying this.
The deepening ties between NATO and Georgia are especially important given the dangerous and irresponsible actions of President Putin.
Right. Well, Putin's not one to play around with. Putin is not one to sit back and call him a slappy. And yet, you know, we're sitting there going, well, you know, we can, Putin is this, Putin is that. Okay, what happens if Putin goes into Georgia? What happens if Putin decides, I'm going to bring back the Warsaw Pact? And my friends, if you don't know what the Warsaw Pact is, do yourself a favor, get online, go to the Google, and look at the old Soviet Union, you look at the old Warsaw Pact, and you'll take a look at these things. And you'll find out that Poland, Georgia, Ukraine, all those countries, they were satellite nations, satellite franchises, if you will, of the old Soviet Union, which is what Putin wants to bring back. Now, there is a point in being how far do we go, and how important is NATO? Of course, NATO has to rely on us. It seems like NATO has taken a book out of a lot of folks from the that we've enjoyed during the Obama years. They've become dependent on us. Heck, do you remember in Libya when we had to get rid of Gaddafi? Gaddafi had to go, and we yapped about it endlessly at 580KIDO. Endlessly. Gaddafi had to go. What happened next? Well, they ran out of missiles. NATO ran out of missiles, so we had to pay for them. You know, as my mom used to say to me, I mean, the money tree has to stop, right? Here's more on ISIS. Here's Marco Rubio. Is he the next president?
They want to establish an Islamic caliphate in the Middle East, and the only way they're going to be able to do that is to drive us from the region. And the way they're going to drive us from the region is through terrorist acts, including here in the homeland.
There we have it, Marco Rubio, Senator Rubio, courtesy of Fox News. Finally, the president.
I'm preparing the country to make sure that we deal with a threat from ISIL. Keep in mind, this is something that we know how to do. We've been dealing with terrorist threats for quite some time. This administration has systematically dismantled Al-Qaeda and the Fatah.
Okay, Al-Qaeda and the Fatah. Be careful how you pronounce that Fatah, if you will. But have we dismantled Al-Qaeda? Well, they're in Africa. They're in Afghanistan. Yeah, they did a good job in Iraq. No disrespect to the people that fought and died and sacrificed. God bless you, and we honor your service. And the reason why we should be openly critical is because the job doesn't appear to be done. Mitt Romney says, nah, I was right.
I don't know whether you can't see reality from a fairway, but the president has not seen the reality internationally. And then domestically, we've got, what, 92 million people that have stopped looking for work, that are out of work in this country? It's unacceptable. The American people are struggling, having a hard time. This president's policies, both at home and abroad, are hurting people.
I just go back to Mitt Romney. Na, 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 I was right. Shame on you, Candy Crowley.
He is so out of touch with reality that he hasn't taken the kind of action necessary to prevent very bad things from happening. A strong America that stands up for its beliefs is an America that's able to defend itself and to defend our principles around the world. But when America is seen, and the president is seen as being weak, bad people do bad things.
Mitt Romney still saying that he's not running for the presidency. Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO. And like I said, whether Romney runs or not, a couple things. I wish Romney was half as tough as he was on Gingrich and Santorum that he was on Obama. And the press, I wish they were half as objective or subjective as they were during the primary, as they were during the general. The toughest challenge for anybody running is that nobody wants the truth anymore. It's like Chris Truppa says, we've all tuned out to the sports channels. Well, what happens when ISIS comes here? Who do you trust? That's the deal, whether it's Rubio, whether it's Clinton, whether it's Obama, whether it's Romney. It comes down to trust. And that's the scary issue. And that's why we have to be informed. Because they're not going to stop. It's either us or them. Do we get that? Do we get that right now, that it's us or them? And they've called us out. Gosh, God, save the Republic. We need to wake up, right? Speaking of waking up, let's get you to work safely and on time, 580KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on time. We did that again. How about one more time? Well, no.
The Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
Hey, thanks for joining us, K. Millie, in the morning. You're listening to 580KIDO. Phone number is here, 580-5436. And just a brief note, I would love for you to friend me on the Facebook. And I've been reluctant to jump onto the Facebook, but if you do, I'm the guy kind of dressed up as Captain America there. It's a whooped Captain America. But I definitely would appreciate it. It's a great way to get in touch with me off hours. And as you can attest with our friend Robert and others, I will tell you this, that I love getting messages or some suggestions on how we can make a difference. And, you know, like I said, so friend me on Facebook. I'll friend you back or what have you. But we'd be more than happy to keep in touch with you. And that's just one of the things that's a little different from other folks. You know, they come on, they do their own thing, but we're building a community. And we appreciate your support. We'd love to be here for many more years. By the way, what type of America are we going to be living in? The politicians, whether they're local politicians or national politicians, everybody wants to help out on immigration, right? Here's Bobby Jindal, the governor of, I was going to say Indiana, but no, he's the governor of Louisiana. I don't know why I have Indiana on my mind. Anyway, speaking about immigration.
I don't think he should be taking this action unilaterally at all. The reality is, this is a president that needs to learn to follow the laws, follow the Constitution.
Right. Basically, you know, politicians used to be subtle. And maybe it's before we had the 24-hour news cycle, which sounds antiquated these days. Politicians used to be subtle. Now the president says, in so many words, well, it has nothing to do with the November elections. Accountability bell. But I'm going to make my decision on immigration reform after the November elections. And I'm not going to care what Congress says, because he knows if he does it now, well, it's going to be even a bigger disaster for the Democrats. And here's the thing that I don't understand, and maybe you can help me out. Kevin at KIDOAM.com, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. If the American public is against it so much so, and we're talking about legalizing the illegals, that the president has to make a political calculation, not to mention, not to bring it up, not to, through executive order, circumvent Congress, why would he do it? And you could say that for both sides, right, Bobby Jindal?
The president needs to secure the border. Now, he gives a lot of speeches. He likes to blame a lot of people. This is simply a matter of will. If he wants to do this, this can be done.
Mr. President, do you want to seal the border?
This problem with unaccompanied children that we saw a couple of weeks ago, where you had from Central America a surge of kids who were showing up at the border. It got a lot of attention. And a lot of Americans started thinking, we've got this immigration crisis on our hands. And what I want to do is, when I take executive action, I want to make sure that it's sustainable.
Tell that to the folks on the border, right? Tell that to the folks on the border. It's sustainable. Basically, all the president has to do, whether he's listening to us at 580KIDO or anywhere else, is simply secure the border. Well, we can't do it. It's too big. Yeah, you can. How about the drones? How about the fence? How about the National Guard? How about employing the troops? Now, how scary is it that we've got the narco-terrorists that we've documented here for years? We've got the Al-Qaeda, the ISIS, you name it, ready to go. And we're sitting around going, well, the American people want reform. No, they don't. They want their borders closed, right? You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580KIDO. Time to get you to work. 580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, we'll take a look at the events going on at Fox News, Fox News Radio, and always stay tuned with us. Everything you need to know before you get to work, plus your ability to yap about it. That's what we're all about here. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.